You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The Alliance for Quality Education brought its Education Equality Tour to Syracuse Friday to highlight student needs as the governor and legislature enter the final month of budget negotiations. AQE Executive Director Billy Easton was joined by community leaders and elected officials at the Northeast Community Center.
He proposed what sounds like a lot of money, $1 billion total in school aid statewide increase. But when you have 2.7 million school children, that doesn't go that far. And when you have so much poverty, as we've heard about here in Syracuse and in many school districts around the state, when you have so many languages, students who speak English as a second language, when you have students with disabilities, all of these factors cost more money.
So there are needs in so many districts that whether they be suburban, urban, or rural. This also isn't an upstate versus downstate issue. We all are fighting for adequate funding for our kids.
I think it's unconscionable that there are districts in downstate New York that are getting $30,000 per pupil. Syracuse gets something like $17,000. If you believe in fairness, let's pay attention to the fair funding formula and get it changed.
That's Peter Knobloch with the Alliance of Communities Transforming Syracuse. Before him, we heard from Senator Rachel May. They're calling for $2 billion in additional education funding this year, double what the governor is proposing. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.